is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Welcome back, everyone. It's now time to get into VAR You Serious, and we've got my co-host, slash producer, slash Man City fan, slash loser. No, I'm joking, we haven't won it yet. I've got to talk to Cecil. Relax.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Going everywhere.
Can you imagine what
if you don't win now? I've got something. If you don't win, I've got something so spectacular for you.
I'm glad. Because if we do win, I've got something so spectacular for you. So it works vice versa. Kim Kafari, big up. How are you? How are you? Let's just get into straight in. There's no messing around.
Let's go straight in.
Yeah, just how are you? How's things been this weekend? Talk to me.
No, do you know what? I'm good. As we always say as freelancers, right? We're always good when we're busy, right?
Right, correct.
I'm very busy at the moment.
The only problem is
I've got no money because I've got a wedding to pay for next year.
Fair.
Anything I go just goes straight into that account. So I've got absolutely nothing to show for it. But anyway, irrelevant. I do love you, Roxy, but she's costing me a lot.
That sounds like, yeah.
She's costing me a lot. But anyway, the problem is I'm a football reporter in North London who lives 10 minutes away from the Arsenal ground. So today for Sky Sports, I'm going to an Arsenal fan event where we're going to be talking about the game, all of that kind of stuff. Then I'm going to be at the Emirates interviewing fans before and after you probably potentially go on to win the league. On Tuesday, I'm going to Box Park Camden for Sky Sports because Arsenal fans are going to be watching the City game, which I'm obviously going to have to watch quietly and then interview them after if we don't win. So it's a fucking nightmare.
That's mad. I don't have to do that at times. I don't have to go and watch Tottenham and be the reporter for that. So that must be tough.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It must be tough for you.
I've been quite forceful with my chest about what I feel about Arsenal and Arsenal fans. So now you're putting me in.
You're going to get recognised as a City fan. You know
that happens all the time. Like, I live here. I live near the Emirates.
So you come into the parade if we win?
This is honestly, and I swear this wasn't planned, but I'm glad it is. On that day, I'm flying to Italy in the morning.
On Sunday?
Yeah, on the Sunday.
I'm getting out of here. Just come and
you're my
good friend.
The parade that goes past my balcony. So no matter whether I was in the country or not, there'd be no way on earth I'd be staying in the flat. It's going to be an absolute nightmare. Please don't win it.
Just get me... But after we finish this, I need to know what your door is, because I will leave something specifically just by your door. I've got a nice little gift.
You'll see it.
Okay, good.
Because when the parade will be going...
There'll be a City...
There's a massive City flag outside the balcony, so you will see it.
Okay.
Remember when the Carabao Cup.
Oh, of course. You've got that and you've got the FA Cup. Are they going to do a parade for that in Manchester?
Yeah, I think so.
Because obviously Liverpool did that back in...
I think next Monday, so Bank Holiday Monday, they're going to do a parade. Which would be nice. It might be a final goodbye to Pep as well. I expect something on his future to be announced over the next 48 hours.
If you win the league, does he stay? If you lose the league, does he stay? Or is he not staying at all?
I just don't think he's going to stay.
Either way?
I don't think he'll stay.
Mad.
I don't think he'll stay. I think also, let's be honest, like you can't win the league every year. And leaving when you've come second by what, like 2, 3, 4 points
and
won two trophies, it's a good way to go out.
Very good way to go out.
Especially when I don't think many people expected us to be in the position at the beginning of the season to do that.
Mm. Okay, interesting. That's fair. That's fair. So being a sports... I mean, you're not complaining about your job, though.
I just talk about football.
Yeah, exactly.
Relentlessly just talk about football.
Just enjoy the vibe. You can see as I walked into the studio today, there was lots of energy. I'm happy because we're on the verge of something. Listen, it hasn't happened yet. And tonight, we'll see. Obviously, we'll talk about tonight's game, I'm sure, because it is a big day for Arsenal. I'm going to be there. I am going to be in the box, which I'm quite excited for. Not just any box, but it's KSI's box, which is known to be the best one in the Emirates. But before we go into all that talk of Burnley, Arsenal and City and Bournemouth tomorrow, of course, as you know, I know some players, so I've messaged some players to try and stop you guys. I did that already with Palace, didn't work. And he actually told me, I got the DM saying he's going to try and he'll play it to the players. But it didn't work because you lot smoked them. So hopefully Bournemouth, though, I won't play anything, but I will let you know who or what that is in a second. This weekend has been, for me, a weekend off.
Nice.
I didn't really work apart from doing a little motivational video, but that was for myself. but this weekend, I got to enjoy the Cube. I went to London.
Sick.
The Cube experience. By the way, this is not, again, We are available to be sponsored. We are available to do promotion.
100%.
This is free of charge. I shouldn't be doing this, but I'll do it. The Cube is a great time.
I went in Manchester.
Are you done it?
It's top.
There's one in Manchester as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Manchester one was the first one. I went about 6-7 years ago. It's
six,
quality.
Seven.
What, no, please. No, I'm cutting that out. I have final say on the edit. That's getting cut out.
I can't lie. Something died inside of me.
That made me feel really unwell.
It's embarrassing.
You're an adult man.
But I watch because I've been watching. Look, I don't know why I watch KSI. I watched him and he keeps. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Big up JJ.
Which what games did you do in the Cube? I'm moving on from that. What games did you do in the Cube?
We did. You're blindfolded and have to step over the. The stick, I smashed that one. That was a good
one. You have to remember where the stick is. Yeah, you have to like, yeah.
Easy peasy for me. Grabbing the cube, putting it through a hole, and then collecting it from the other side from your friend, and then putting it back on the table. That was tough. Did that one though. We did do that one. The first activity we had to do was throw the ball at a target, and it has to hit at the same time as your partner, simultaneously. Now they said that was the easiest one. We failed. We got to the last chance.
That sounds hard.
That's what I thought.
That sounds hard.
They said, this is your first one. This is very easy. I said, we have to time. It has to hit exact same time. I said, this was not easy. I thought it was going to be. And then the speed of how you throw it, the heights of the targets are different. I'm like, this is not easy. So, but it was good fun. I can't lie. I actually want to go back because you only get to do 7 or 6. We did 6, I think. We did 6 or 7. And then...
Less than 8.
Yeah, but there you go. But there's like 22, I think. So I want to go back and do more.
Do them all.
Yeah, and there's good food
Maybe
there.
We should go as a little FUBAR day out.
Can we do that? Yeah, to the producers and the CEO, if you're listening. We would like a nice fun day out with the Cube when Arsenal win the league to celebrate.
Not to celebrate, but we'll go to commiserate. I just realised it wasn't the Cube I went to, it was Crystal Maze. And I had to play that game where they chuck in like thousands of balls into your room and some of them are red. And like five red ones and you have to like pick the red ones.
Oh.
But it's also like, I can't really be arsed. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be like a spoil sport. But when the 1,000 were in the room and there was 5 there and I had like a minute to get them, I was just like, there's just not really that much point because I'm not going to do it. I'm wearing nice clobber and I don't want to get sweaty. So I just sort of like left it. I was like throwing them around, just being a bit silly, being a bit boisterous.
If you want to know the different dynamics between myself and Kim, there it is there for you, for your ears to listen to. Kim just sometimes thinks, forget, why am I doing, it can't be asked. But it was me, I went in full enthusiasm. I actually dressed for the occasion. I wore a tracksuit bottoms because I didn't want to be, you know, I wanted to be flexible.
Light on your feet,
and
nimble.
Yeah, exactly, nimble. So
agile.
I was ready for it. I was excited. I was like a big kid, even though, big up the people that saw me in Arts for Footers and that, love you all, but I got recognised quite a lot there. It was, I don't know if it was embarrassing or not, but I was acting as I normally am. I'm quite like a child. And yeah, so that was interesting.
Interesting though, I do actually want to speak to you about this. How do you find getting recognised? Because since starting on DL Sports, which I'm very, very, very grateful for you to get me in there.
There you go, come on, I'm glad you gave me the props.
A lot of time recently when I've been to City, for example, like both semi-final and the final, I was like walking along with my dad and like a few people would like stop and like ask for pictures or stop and talk to me, and when I'd finish my dad would be like, who's that guy, why did you want a photo with him? And I was like, no, I think it was like the other way around, but I'm very, very, I'm a lot shy. I'm a lot more shy than you, as we've just experienced. I have a more negative mind.
Yes, correct.
I find it very uncomfortable at the moment.
You find it uncomfortable
at the moment because I don't feel like I deserve to be at the stage of recognition yet. Do you know what I mean?
No, but you're on a... That show is massively popular.
Yeah, like
10,000 plus live viewers regularly, by the way. It crosses over 100,000 views across the week. It's in a very, very popular show. You deserve it. And you are now... I'll be honest, there's not many main speakers of Man City, if I'm being honest. The fan, obviously, there's not very many of them. Obviously, if Arsenal's massively different. So you should be getting used to it. I know...
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, it's very humbling. It's very, I feel yeah, very, yeah, I, yeah. I like, you have, it, it's unbelievable if I'm honest. So sometimes I think it's unnecessary, but like, yeah, it's very rewarding. It's very humbling. Very grateful. I try and give people time because I was on the other end of that
100%.
Back in the day when I used to watch YouTubers or people that I see online and I always want to get photos. And I remember some of them being like, okay, photo, and then leaving and being like, not really giving you the experience that, you know, I think you should give to people, especially younger people as well. Like the younger fans, give them time of day, speak to them. So yeah, no, I find it incredible. But you should be ready. You're going to get a lot more.
I hope so.
Yeah, you will.
To be fair, I just have to shout out this guy. I've forgotten his name. I was at Ipswich the other day.
Right.
Just before they won the
league. You travel a lot, bro.
I spend most of the time in the car.
Flipping.
Like, it is true. Like, most of the time in the car. But I was at Ipswich the other day, and this lovely lad came up to me, and I had like the Sky Sports mag. He's like, "Can I take a picture with it?" He was like, "Oh, I want to become a football journalist, whatever."
Yeah.
And he was just the sweetest little kid in the world.
Sweet.
And I wish him all the best. And I don't know what his name is. I've forgotten. But he's the sweetest guy in the world. I'll find his DM. I want to shout him out because he was well now.
Help him as well. So you see these things. 100%. There's people that stop me. I try and, especially people, they keep saying, "I want to do what you're doing." I try and bring them to the studio, see behind the scenes.
You're really good at that.
Yeah, I try and really.
You're not a gatekeeper.
People. Nah. Everyone can eat in this space. Everyone deserves an opportunity. Come on.
There are a lot of gatekeepers.
There's
though.
A lot.
There's, I mean, you are one in a million. Yeah. Everyone else is a gatekeeper. Let's be frank.
I'll be real. There's some people that, are in the space that really could anytime give me the hand up, but they won't. But it's fine. I don't pass that energy on. I try and give people the hand up. And that's how it should be, especially in this space where it's now becoming very much dominated by fans and it's changing. It's not the legacy media. It's not. Have to do a qualification and go through all the, which I advise you should do still, though. But yeah, is people are trying to get into the social media space and now become the new school journalists. But yeah, that was, I'm trying to think, what else happened? So I had a weekend off and we just kind of discussed about work, but I saw that.
Did you watch the Celtic game? Celtic Hearts?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Extraordinary.
Did Hearts end up, no, Celtic won, didn't they? That's such a, are you happy about
that? Yeah, I love Celtic.
Oh, interesting. But they always, come on, do you want it's something,
different? It's bad for the game. It's bad, come for on. The, it's bad for the league.
That's it's not unlike you're a City fan and everyone wants someone different to win it. But you, that makes sense, actually. But they got
to be rewarded for being the best.
Oh, my God.
No, it was sad. But what an amazing occasion, though. Like, one game to decide the league. That no happen. One other than Celtic or Rangers has won it in over 40 years. Yeah. Hearts go to Celtic. Is 1-1 to the 87th minute. Hearts are going to win the league, and then Celtic score a goal. So exciting!
Was it Iheanacho that scored it or not?
Because Iheanacho scored the penalty the week before, which definitely wasn't a penalty. In fairness, so there was a little something happened.
Allegedly,
there. Something allegedly might have happened, but yeah.
Yeah, fair. I was also going to say, I'm trying to think, a bit controversial. We're on a radio station, so it was the Unite the Kingdom March this weekend.
Oh my God.
The reason why I bring this up, because I had a viral video last year. I had no clue this march was. I didn't even know it was a thing. Honestly, had no clue. I was cycling through London on a line bike, going to the theater to watch Matilda with my partner's family. And I turned a corner. I had to delete the video because it just got so much. I got so much abuse. I get abuse and I'm not used to it, but this was unforeseen. So I'm cycling to the theater. I turned the corner. It must have been, I don't know what road it was, but I just see a load of flags coming my way, big march, and I'm like, oh no. I thought, listen, I'm a black man, if you don't know, I'm on a line bike, so I'm probably gonna be very much a disturbance to this march, and I'm cycling towards, on my maps it's saying go that way. So I pull out my phone and go, oh no, I am probably not the right race for this, even though, granted, they tried to tell me in the comments, "Is this all races? There was many of black people." I actually have photos and videos that I couldn't see one single person.
When these United the Kingdom march pretend that there are black people there, it's the most pointless lie in the world.
I have images and videos.
We can see the sun shining off your white heads.
Yes.
What are you pretending for?
Exactly. So I'm driving towards it, and I'm like, I better get off the line bike. I need to act very. Just correct, because I'm trying to have a nice normal day and get to where I need to get to. I didn't want to be a hindrance. Anyway, so I'm filming, get recognized a bit from AFTV and all that. But in the end, they were fine. But I post it like, I post me on the line by saying, oh, probably not the race for this. It's probably not the right time for me to walk, charge the opposite direction going through them to get through the road and go to a different road to get to the theater. In the end, I post it. I think it got like 1.8 million views within the first couple of days. The comments are outrageous. Outrageous. I'm not going to have to reel off any of them, but it's now being deleted off all platforms. But let me tell you, I got abuse from people that also actually live in my area as well, which is quite interesting, who I've grown up with.
You are living in
the, sorry, yeah, sorry, yeah, in a, yeah.
That's,
in,
yeah, that's, yeah, that's
yeah,
on you,
yeah,
to
yeah,
be fair.
That's fair, that is fair. But I just was like, this is mad. But anyway, that happened this weekend. Funny enough, I was in London, didn't see anyone. It was actually quite empty, but it's probably because I was in those areas. But
can I tell you just very quickly a mental story about this, right?
Go on.
Do you remember during COVID, there was a massive, like, white nationalist march in London, in Trafalgar Square. Yep. And I'm pretty sure it was like called like Football Fans Alliance or something.
Oh, so they tried
to like appropriate football. They obviously hadn't been for like a year to the ground, so they were like angry, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go, me and my ex-missus go, as like a Black Lives Matter protest, like a counter-protest.
Cool, yeah.
We turn up, there's literally 300, 400 of us. There's 20,000 of them. So we get circled and we're stood in the middle of Trafalgar Square. And like, it is just a nightmare. Like coins are flying, lighters are flying, everything like that. People are like, oh, like we need to just like protect our kids, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I really don't want to be here, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get word like, oh, like 1,000 lads are coming from South London, blah, blah, blah. They'll come and help us. They'll get us out of this situation. Cause it was actually quite hairy.
No,
right?
Yeah.
Guess who leads that 1,000 march South of people?
London. Who?
Stormzy. So he comes.
Class.
He comes like basically.
This is a quality. This is a good story.
Yeah, but when have we ever got onto this before? We don't get onto white nationalism or Stormzy that often.
On VA, are you serious? We don't.
Yeah, anyway, he comes storming in. Then like, there's like the like white nationalists, like they split up. So then we're like chasing some of them. They're chasing some of us. Very exhilarating, very scary. But like, it was honestly like at one point, just like me, Stormzy, my ex-missus, just like running through the streets of London during COVID against like skinhead thugs
that
who were trying to throw coins at us.
It's a class story.
It's a good story, isn't it?
Big up Stormzy. I hope you told him to shut up.
Yeah, he's an absolute, he's such a legend.
Big up Stormzy, bro. Big up Big Michael. And also he's actually recently done a biopic, I think, on Ian Wright. It will be coming out soon. Big him up. Big up Jermaine as well, his manager. Love that story. And also just quickly in that march, the United Kingdom, that march, they had that video playing, which was quite funny, obviously, about immigrants and like, the players, the footballers, Mo Farah and all that, basically celebrating you know, Britain being diverse, which I think is very, very good.
It's the best bit about Britain.
Exactly. Right. But anyway, that was I think that's my weekend. Yeah. It was a nice one. I had a nice one, a relaxed. Now I get stressed and it comes back to football, which
you can't be stressed about tonight.
No.
Burnley at home. You can't. I know you're not. You're acting up to the cameras. You're not stressed about
a little bit. Yeah.
There's no way.
Didn't they draw? I think they drew with Liverpool. They've drawn with a few teams.
It's Burnley.
Kim, don't do this because this is reverse. I know what you're trying to do.
No,
here.
I'm just saying. They could swap. Arteta could swap me for Rice and you for Havertz still beat Burnley.
No way. Okay.
100%.
I saw you play at Bramall Lane. I don't know about that. Actually, you won.
I won. £2,500. Thank you very much.
I mean, I know we don't have to mention the brand, but congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Actually, also probably shouldn't have said that because the video's not out yet.
I don't matter.
Doesn't matter. No one knows the brand. No one knows the video.
Yeah,
woman.
Brilliant, yeah, though. Congrats.
Won a competition at Bramall Lane and then played on the pitch. It was 1-1. I scored.
Yeah. Someone was very angry about that. You probably know who that is. He was very annoyed that you won that and he didn't. But, but that's how it is. That is how it is. Right, let's do some football talk. I'll be honest, because I had a week off, people. Weekend off. The big games... the final. I kind of skipped. I didn't really watch it. I was at the Cube. So I'm going to let Kim, after this, kind of discuss what went down over the weekend when it came to the football. And okay, I might have seen a few things. So we'll discuss after this.
VAR, are you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
All right, Kim, you won the FA Cup. Talk about it, whatever.
It's good though, isn't it? I feel like it's lost its magic a bit.
It has massively.
I do feel like it's lost its magic. I feel like the scrapping replays and doing all the things that they've done is...
Not turn up in suits. I know that was a big
people,
talking point.
I don't
know why.
I don't really care that much about it. I think, yeah, do you know what? It's actually quite nice. It's a nice tradition for the players to turn up in suits.
They should.
And I suppose it respects the competition. But I also think football's changed so much now that there's so much money in football that like CP Company, for example, sponsor City. Mm. They're not going to willingly let the players just turn up in whatever they want. They're going to sponsor them in their clothes and stuff like that. So I get it. I agree with you. I thought the game itself was really boring. Really, really boring. And I think usually in finals, you want a little bit of jeopardy. So like, even if you're playing, I think it would have been a better final if we were playing against Leeds. Wow. I think it would have been a way better final. Because honestly, like at no point did I think Chelsea were ever going to win that game. They had no shots in the first half.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
Like we were really poor as well. And then
so you weren't good defensively then, or was that why they didn't have shots, or was it just because the quality is just?
I mean, they didn't have very much of the ball. When they did the wrong thing, and we were obviously quite compact and we were quite good defensively. So we were all right. Semenyo obviously separates the game by a moment of absolute brilliance, and that's what you buy a player like that for. Like, I think it's beautiful for him to come to a club. He comes from Bournemouth. He's so excited about coming to a massive club. Then he scores the winner in the FA Cup final. He wins the Carabao. Like, it's not those individual moments. I think I'm happy for loads of players like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be happy individually for Declan Rice when Arsenal win the Premier League, because
you keep saying this, like,
if you win the Premier League. But I'm saying when, because I'm putting the pressure and I'm putting the
I can feel there. It. We're gonna discuss it after this. But yeah.
But no, yeah. The game is a bit of a non-event. It was really, really nice to win the FA Cup. You can't win the league every year. I think the season that we've had, pushing you so close, winning two cups, especially in a bit of what is a transition year. We bought a lot of players. There's uncertainty around the manager's future. It's been a really genuinely very successful season.
You've done well,
I'm really happy.
You've done well. You're going to end up with more trophies than Arsenal this season, which I think hurts me a tiny bit. But obviously, the level of trophy can be discussed. I think it's been exhausting this season. You guys have pushed us. It should have been done way before now. But I don't care. As long as Arsenal win the Premier League, champions of England, I'm not even thinking, and it's a disgrace of me to not think about the Champions League. And I keep having a go at fans, Arsenal fans, for not taking the Champions League as actually a prospect that could happen. we just thrown it to the back of our minds because we're like Premier League. But there could be a chance where you win both. I think it's a bit unlikely to win the Champions League, but the Premier League would be phenomenal for the whole city of Arsenal fans. It'll be mad. They're talking about Notting Hill Carnival. They're talking about so many different things. The younger generation, the now generation, the older generation. I've seen tattoos been done already. I've seen t-shirts been made. And yes, that might be the reason why a lot of people hate us. But
that is the reason.
Be prepared. It's going to get a lot worse. Anyway, let's go to rant of the week. I wanted to put it naturally, but let's see if we got to get some things off our chest, and then we'll go to the new section, of course, honesty box, which I'm
cooking you today.
There you go. I'm actually quite scared.
No, you're getting fried today, 100%. We'll have to decide what the forfeit is first. But anyway,
just for clarity and for everyone to understand, the last questions weren't from me. They were from our producer. They were a little bit from me, but also from our co-producer, Hugh. He obviously has an evil bone in his body. I am quite a nice human, I believe. I can't provide or produce really harsh questions. So I can't afford to lose this week because it could be the biggest week of my Arsenal career. And I don't want what I had to do, what Kim's punishment was last week, saying that he wants Arsenal to win and stuff. I can't deal with that. So I'm hoping he's not too harsh, but he already said I'm getting cooked and I can answer the questions. Well, we'll see. Let's go to Rant of the Week, Kim. What have you got prepared for this week, if you thought of anything? Because I'm trying to... Actually, mine could have been United Kingdom, but anyway, go on.
Oh, man, it's just supermarkets. And one supermarket in particular at the moment. And I'm... No, do you know what? They're never going to sponsor us. I don't care. Sainsbury's and Angel has blood on its hands. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, Jesus. No, he's gone in strong. He's gone in strong.
I will tell you
why. Wow.
I'll tell you why.
Go. Oh, I've got a good one as well then. Sorry.
I absolutely hate big supermarkets. I think certain people with certain brains don't thrive in stressful or loud or busy environments. The supermarket is that for me. I will go in with a list. I'll always forget half of it. I find the whole thing really, really difficult. So my missus goes away for 3 weeks. She's in Nepal. I haven't been to a supermarket this year. I don't go. She does the
what?
Food. She does the food shops.
I'll do
lots of things around the house. I won't go to the food shop. This is overstimulating for me. I can't deal with it. Sainsbury's and Angel is the closest one to my gaff, right?
Right.
So I go there all the time.
That's quite a big one.
Big one, right?
Yeah, it's a nice... That's your closest one. Mm. That's quite bougie, you know. Sorry, Angel's on
I mean, Waitrose is next door, which I've decided from now on... This is why I'm saying yes to shifts I don't want to do. I'm going in there because Sainsbury's I will never go into again. And I'll tell you why. The last time I went into Sainsbury's was the beginning of this year. Now, I've already laid down the foundation that I get overstimulated in supermarkets. I hate them. I find them super stressful. I can never find what I want. I never know where anything is. The last time I went in, Sainsbury's had decided for some reason that they would just change the entire layout of the store. So everything that used to be where I knew and I was comfortable with it.
They do that.
I walked in, the chicken was like in the far corner, the crisps were by the... Like, bro, come on. I'm not... What is this? It's not like an Easter egg hunt. Like, I've come in to do my shopping. I've got a list in my head because I'm obviously maybe not 100% neurotypical, but in my head, I've already planned out the route that I'm going to walk through the supermarket.
Wow.
So I can be as efficient as possible and get all of my stuff. Then I go in and they've changed the layout. I was really hungover this day and I super, super humiliated and embarrassed myself. by having a go at one of the blokes who was just stuck in the shelves. I was like, why do you just change it in here all the time? Like, seriously, like, what's wrong with you? Like, why do you keep on changing it? And he just didn't care. And then I walked out the supermarket. I was like, you are pathetic.
Yeah.
You've just had an argument with a bloke who doesn't care at all about them changing the supermarket. Anyway.
If someone from Manchester, that is a very London thing to do. To
I haven't
get
been
angry.
In for 6 months, but obviously Roxy's gone away to Nepal for three weeks.
Okay, 6 months. And,
or whenever, and you're whenever the beginning of the 5 months.
Well, you're moaning that it's course. Well, actually, no. Sainsbury's tend to always, you're right though. That they shouldn't, but they do that.
Roxy goes away. Yep. I'm on my own. She's away for 3 weeks.
Right.
I go into Sainsbury's on the first day.
Right.
They've changed it again.
They've
changed it again. Now, it changed at the beginning of the year. It's not even June, and they've changed it again. And this is my second time in there, and I'm on my own here. I can't go home. I have to stay in because she can't do the shopping because she's away. And Cecil, honestly, you know, like when you're so angry, you want to cry. Yeah. I actually felt like I was going to throw an actual tantrum on the floor. I can't believe it. Why are you changing? Why, though?
This
why?
Is the producer of my show.
No, but why change? Why? Why change?
I haven't got the
Everything
answer.
Everything changes all the time now, but why do you need to change the layout of a supermarket?
Online shopping, maybe?
Is it because certain things aren't selling well and you want to bring them to the
I don't
front
know, but could you online shop to stop you from...
I'm just not doing it anymore, man. I'm just going to buy what I need for the day from a little shop and that's it. I can't deal with it anymore. Wow. And there's got to be people out there who hate supermarkets as well and the stress of shopping.
You are earning some good money because you're saying you're going to shop in Waitrose
have
now.
To.
You're saying you're going to do individual shops instead of going to big supermarkets to. And get discounts.
I can't do it anymore.
A tantrum because they changed the layout. I mean,
and if they do it again, if I go in again in 6 months and it's changed, something's happening in that store.
Anyone from Sainsbury's and Angel, if you're listening, please, please.
For the love of God.
For the show, do change it one more time.
Please don't.
I'll be real. That's an interesting one. But I actually have an interest. It's very specific because it really, really grinded my gears this weekend. But the thing is, it's very specific, and it's also like, I don't know. It really rattled me. But also, I also realized that, you know, I can't lose it at people because, again, I'm not super famous. I'm not that well known, but. I get very worried about really kicking off in public because people tend to stop and be like, awesome, awesome, awesome. So I went to Curry's this weekend. I need a new oven, people. The grill in my oven is broken.
Is that you trying to get a free oven?
I would love that.
Yeah, okay,
so,
just making sure.
So I would love that, actually. I didn't even think of that. But now, any oven retailers available, please let me know. So the grill in my oven's broken. So me and my partner, we visited Curry's last month. The one we wanted was there. Lovely, cool. Because of the colour of the oven, my missus, I don't know if I want to get in. I was like, if you want to get a fancy bougie oven, we might as well do a whole kitchen change, but we're not going to do that. So let's just get this one. She's like, let's think about it. Went back a month later. It's still there. It's online as well. We go into Curry's and I say, there it is. Let's buy it. Hi, lady. Please, can we have this oven? She goes to the iPad. It's out of stock. But I can see it. It's there. No, no, no. We haven't got the stock for it. Right. Okay, that's confused me, but that's fine. Okay, that's fine. If it's out of stock, all well and good. All well and good. I'll go online and find it somewhere else. Because at the time, I'm looking online because it's out of stock. So I looked online, found some other places. Go home. Let's find some places that send a specific oven. It's a Beko oven. It's grey and black, just so everyone knows. It's got air fryer feature as well. Anyway, so then I'm looking online. The websites that have it and sell it for cheaper than it is in Curry's, I've been told they're quite fraudulent, scammy websites. So I say, okay, don't go on there. I go back to the Curry's website and pay full price for it. I'll go to it, pay for full price. I add it to my cart. I go to press checkout and buy. Can't deliver to your home. Can't install it. Weird. Okay. Take off those specifications, those options, take them off. Just go and order it, whatever. I'll get rid of it. I'll get a plumber to put it in, whatever. I don't even know. I'll sort. Press checkout, press confirm. It's out of stock. I'm like...
They're mugging you off.
What is out of stock on the whole of Curry's? So now I'm angry because I'm like, well, it's online, it's in the shop. You're now false advertising. So I even went on their website, the Beko website, people. I went on there. It's on there. It's on the website.
You can't buy it.
You click on it. It goes supplier, Curry's.
Liberty.
It's a chump tick. It's anyway, sorry. I had to get it off my chest. I actually felt really good to get it off my chest because that's the only thing that pissed me off this weekend. Off this, honestly, box.
VAR, you serious on FUBAR Radio?
I'm really enjoying today's show. Really enjoying it, can't lie.
I'm about to ruin it.
Oh no, honesty box. Okay.
I just want to tell you, last time I came on,
yes,
I obviously lost honesty box. The forfeit was to put up an Instagram story for an hour, which you dictated for me. I put it on, saying how I was excited for the Arsenal title parade. These are the replies I got. A US Guantanamo waterboarding job couldn't have got that information out of me. Hope Robbie's paid you for that. Sold your soul for an ounce of Robbie's dough. Half scarf Qatari. So, I'm not losing today. That's a non-negotiable. I can't deal with that again. It's taken me quite a lot of time to get respect back.
Okay, I'm quite worried then, because...
So you tell me what you think the forfeit should be.
Oh, that's a good question. Just don't be too harsh. I don't mind you doing... Oh, I don't know. I don't mind you doing the City thing. Oh, I don't know. Actually, I can't go online and say, like, I can't... I don't know.
You're going to have to. But just don't lose then. You just have to answer the question.
We can be tough with the forfeits, because what's the point otherwise? But let's just... It's on match day. I get my most traction on match day from Arsenal fans as well. So a lot of people are going to watch it. It's only an hour, but an hour can change my whole life.
Yeah.
I have haters waiting for my demise today.
Let's just make it an Instagram story again then.
Yeah, we will do an Instagram story. I think that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Unless you... Yeah, I don't really know.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens then. You just need to win.
I don't need to win. I just need to be truthful. Yeah, it's honestly truthful. That's what I just say. Tell the truth, which I will do.
Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
Oh no.
Go on, you can go first.
No, you go first.
No, because I'm going to go two-footed. So you're going to get nothing out of me.
Straight away, you're going to go two-footed.
Yeah, 100%.
And mine aren't even that tough. That's the thing. My questions are actually quite kind. Where did I write? Okay. Name the exact Arsenal fan you hate the most.
Oh,
not bad.
That's quite bad, I think.
Oh, we're gonna name is quite harsh, isn't it?
That is quite harsh. The Arsenal fan.
It's actually gonna be a rival fan, so it could have been Man United as well. But that'd be cool. I don't know.
Oh, can it be Man United?
Oh, that might be too easy. Letting him off the hook.
No, I'm kind of Arsenal fan. I need to actually think about Arsenal fans that I hate.
Anyway, I need one.
They're on.
Yeah, there's no.
Because I work with them and they're actually quite sound.
In real life, online.
They're really, really annoying. I genuinely can't think. I can tell you my United one is that Steve Howson.
Yeah, fair.
Wow. My hatred for him bursts through my chest every day. He is horrible.
I'll take that. All right, go on.
Okay.
Remember I did that. Yep. Everyone, producers. Remember, I was quite fair there. So be easy. If I have to,
you do bowler league and work with a lot of influencers. Who is the least favourite you've encountered?
wait. In general, or just a bowler league? Wait, in general, or bowler league? Oh, this is tough.
A bowler league. Did you still go every week at bowler league?
You are a
who's your least favourite? Who's your least favourite
nerd?
Who's your least favourite bowler league influencer?
Oh my days. Oh, that is a good question. Everyone has been so lovely to me. There's one person who refused to do a piece of content for me, but I really am a fan of him. Okay. I think that's the only person.
Just a name. Just one name and we'll move on straight.
Because I have to explain.
No explanation.
No, because then the clip will make me look like I really am a fan of this person. So, Daniel Sturridge.
Yeah, I've heard you say
something. Oh, you've
done
a story,
before.
Yeah. So I asked him obviously to do the walk, the Max Damon walk, and he refused to do it. One, because of the team I represent, but even still, come on, man. Like, well, everyone knows we're here to do content.
Yeah,
do the content. Like, have a laugh. Like, jeez, yeah, like it went, and it was literally 2 seconds. And then, yeah, anyway, so that was that. So Daniel Sturridge for me. I guess that's not bad. I can deal with
that.
Ooh, which Man City fan influencer needs to be extinct, made extinct? And why?
There is one.
I
know, you know, right?
I know. I actually know two that you might. You'll probably be like, yeah, no way. Why are they here?
The one thing, I will 100% say what I'm about to say. I'm fine with saying this. The one thing I think that separates City fans and City fan influencers and people like me who make content representing the name of Manchester City.
But you go, you're different.
This is what I mean. For example, like me, Big Stee, Chompy, all go to every single game. Go to all home games, go to most away games, spend loads of money on City, have been City fans their whole lives.
But there's some others.
Boovy, not from Manchester at all. Mm. Pretty sure I've never seen him at a game. I don't know if he does go to games. Doesn't sound like a City fan, doesn't really represent the club that well. I just feel like he's realised that there was a niche supporting City like 5-6 years ago, jumped on the train with it, and I don't think that he's a particularly authentic City fan. But there's no jealousy, he's smashed it, he's played the game really well, and he's done what he's done.
It's juicy though, I can't lie. I didn't know you was good. Wow, you committed to that one.
But it's true though, isn't it? Yeah, it's a fair. I'm not cussing him out for being a terrible person or a terrible content creator. But like, I just think the less authentic you are, the less I'm likely to engage with your content.
I have another one, but we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Go on.
Oh. Okay.
Oh wow.
What is the most? Oh. What is the?
Don't do that. Look at him.
To be fair, I'm just. You're not gonna. Well, I don't know. What is the most problematic sponsorship you've ever done?
Most problematic sponsorship I've done. I'm kind of new to the sponsorship game, if I'm honest. AFTV on the other hand, they might have a lot to answer for, but that's thank God that's not me. And I haven't been in the face of any of the problematic ones for them. But for me. Sponsorships. I mean, nothing's really been problematic. They almost got scammed for one, a betting one, but it was fake. Kim, I'll be honest. I'm trying to. Obviously, I do betting. I do betting sponsors, right? Some people
we have to.
Yeah, and people portray me as obviously a mentor. I go to football clubs and stuff, so it's not a great look. But I'm sorry, people. There's We got to eat. I got to think. As harsh as this is, I have to also think about myself as well. And I have a daughter now to raise. You know what I mean. So I've done a few betting companies. It hasn't been problematic, but I know people don't always feel happy with me promoting gambling. But
yeah, I think that's fair.
But I always say gamble responsibly and all that, and follow the T's and C's and 18 and above 18 or 25. Oh, I hope I got that right. But yeah. So I think that's it. I'm trying to think. I'm on a glorious run. MG, L'Oreal, some betting companies. Drink aware. Drink aware. You're gonna, it's all coming.
For a guy who loves drinking, that's an unusual one.
Don't drink.
Anyway, next.
That's going to be interesting when that one drops. Yeah. But I think that's it. Nothing's really been problematic. I'll be honest. I'm quite an open book. This is where I'm quite good on these honesty boxes. I worry about certain things, but I can be honest. I'm quite an open book. Sorry. That was quite a weak answer, but that's the truth. I'm just trying to think. Anything else? I don't really get sponsored. I've only just come into this era. Anyway, what's one thing that you would abandon your future child for?
Oof. That's what?
It's deep and it's nothing to do with football. I don't know. What's up? I don't know how you're believed. I don't know what you stand for, but is there anything? It's tough.
Abandoning my future child. Well, if they were a knobhead, I'd happily abandon them, right?
I don't know if you would.
If they were evil and they did something horrendous, I would happily abandon them. If they turned into they're probably not going to because both their parents would be brown, but if they turned into some sort of Nazi, I probably would abandon them, right?
I'd hope so. Some people say that, I don't know. I mean,
if they're a terrible person, the thing is, I'm a very, very firm believer, and I'll tell you an interesting fact, actually. I'm a very firm believer in that the family you choose is more important than the family you're born with. I'm not one of those people who, because I'm related to you by blood, even though you're my second cousin, I have to like you and feel like this. Ooh. I don't really care about that. I care about my friends, and I care about the family that I've chosen to make my friends.
Really?
And I'll tell you a really interesting fact, just very quickly.
Yeah, go for it. This is leading very well.
You know the phrase, blood is thicker than water? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people think that that means like family is first. The actual full phrase is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. So the blood of the church, the family you choose, is more important than the water of the womb, the family that you're born into. So it means the complete opposite. And I back that heavily. So yeah, if my child was an absolute horror, I'd sack it off straight away.
Serious, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
As in a horror, so yeah, so then like murdering people, not like... No, if it's a baddie behaves.
It's just a baddie. Like, it just done something actually bad.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. That's a good answer. That's true. I believe that.
Who?
Oh, here we go. Last one. Comment sessions. We can get through this.
Which content creator, which prominent content creator do you think is stealing a living? Football content creator. Who do you think is not, genuinely not good at their job and shouldn't be where they are?
Can we not clip this one?
We won't put this on socials.
This is what I got on socials. Who's stealing a living? I mean, there's one that there is a few. There's a lot out there, if I'm honest. But like, I could do the easy answer for me is. I do want to get clips. I don't like to mention this person because they've tried to draw me out a few times and I kill them by not responding.
Mm.
So there's obviously a content creator called Lee Gunner, who's an Arsenal fan who just hates the demise of Arsenal is what he thrives for. He lives in, doesn't live in this country. He doesn't go to games anymore. Like he's obviously surviving off, well, he is off YouTube and content and Twitter and stuff. So like, I just think, that for me, I don't know, they've gone about it the wrong way. Listen, each their own, everyone creates content their own way. There will be these negative people that, you know, I subscribe to, or I wouldn't say negative, but they can be quite harsh on the point, but I just think he takes it overboard. So for me, it'll be that. I'm trying to think, is anyone else is just like, yeah, I think that's it.
Fair play.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well,
I think,
well,
I'm happy with that.
Congratulations, well done, we both did it.
Honesty.
Don't want to clip up much of that. But it's good stuff, though.
Yeah,
it's all good stuff.
That's good. I'm glad I got that out of the way. I'm glad that, yeah. my ball sack's a bit tight. But that's because of stress and that
stress. And it is cold in here, to be fair.
Yeah, it's also that as well. Thank you. They put the aircon on because I was warm earlier, but now it's quite cold.
Right, we've got to run through these agony aunts quickly.
Come in and talk to
some of these. Some of these are class.
I can't believe. Okay, go on, run this. I'm quite excited that you're a very good producer.
This, by the way, this is good.
Go on.
And I'm very, very intrigued to know where you stand on it. I went out for dinner with a group of my mates and a couple of them went all out. Starters, cocktails, a lot. While I just had a main and water. When the bill came...
Where are you getting these agony arts from? Because they're all... These are my...
They happen all the time.
To me, though.
When the bill came, they suggested splitting it evenly. I didn't say anything at the time, but it annoyed me. Do I say something next time or is this how it is?
Is this genuine? Has Lee Judges spoke to you about this?
No.
Stop lying.
Swear my life.
Kim.
I swear my life. Me and my missus found this morning.
No, actually. I am not an idiot. Listen, these agony arts, right? Funny enough, seem to be very direct of how my life is. No. So AFT, when we go on our away trips, I like to order a lot of food, yeah? I eat two dinners. Oh, so be it. I'll see it, okay?
We've seen you at the food bar Christmas dinner, we know.
Yes, I will order food, I will enjoy. Even this weekend, I went to 74 Duke Street. I ordered two dinners. It's a very Instagrammable place. I had my shoes off and some Arab lady, she was very angry at me. But okay, we all eat in the same place. We can all afford it, love. My feet don't smell. Anyway, I had to just get that off my chest. I ordered two dinners. I ordered the prawns and I also ordered the salmon, mains. Yep. Sometimes I like to split the bill. I will always split the bill. Do you know what? And if anyone has a problem with it, I'll pay for my own food as well.
Do you think you should split the bill?
Sorry.
No matter what you order? You go out as a group. Because I actually do.
I
think usually with your friends, it comes around. There'll be a time when you're not that hungry. There'll be a time when they're really hungry and vice versa.
But
I think it comes around. I think there's nothing... And I'm not in a position where I can like spaff money all the time. But I think there's nothing more embarrassing than going out with like friends or family.
And then being like...
And they're like, you actually had two pieces of bread. So
I hate
that.
That
makes me feel sick. Same, I'd rather just not go out.
Same, it cringes me out. That's why I say split the bill. And also like, one, if you don't want to split the bill, if you're unhappy with it, cool, take your money off and then split it. Like,
yeah.
I will, like, I'm cool with it. Also, just on, again, it's more personal. Like, I don't drink alcohol normally when I'm out, when I'm eating dinners and food. People buy beers and stuff. I don't do that. So yes, I get two dinners, but you also get the alcohol bill. Yeah, so I'm like, just split it. Like, split it. I'm easy.
Okay, yeah. This one. Whew. I was on my partner's phone and pictures of his ex came up on the photo memories. You know, like...
Yeah, on Apple, yep.
I asked him to delete them and he refused to do so. Oh. Am I overreacting or is this cause for breakup?
Oh. No, it's not cause...
What are the pictures? Why are you keeping them? I get it, though. I get, like, you might have a nice memory of going to a certain place. But what? When are you looking at that photo? What are you looking at it for? Why?
Oh, this is actually quite a good one. I can't lie. This is quite a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
I'm not sure.
No,
I'm
because not sure if I'm abroad and it's somewhere I liked, a trip, and you're kind of having proof that you're there, even though your partner's in the photo, you can't really argue it if I want, is it? You
get
can't.
Rid.
No,
get rid
no,
of it.
But don't split up over it. Like, ask your partner why are you keeping it. If there's a valid reason, which I think the woman's brain, I'm not generalizing, but they wouldn't be probably a valid reason for it. I don't know. I'm very protective of like whatever's on my phone is on my phone. Like I don't. So there should be trust there. But also, yeah, I mean, because having a photo on there though, what does that mean for the guy? It doesn't mean he's chatting to the, like.
Doesn't mean he's yeah.
So do you know what I mean?
No. The thing is, having a photo on it on your phone and not deleting it is fine. But if your missus is like, delete that, that's a bit weird. It's a picture of you two standing in front of the Arc de Triomphe. You're probably like, yeah, I might actually delete that. It's a bit odd. You know you've gone. You don't need a picture of your ex on your phone.
What happens if it's your only photo of you in France?
Go France again.
Okay, fair. Oh, I'm just checking. If they're lipsing and it's like, oh, the Arc de Triomphe, different.
Bro, this one.
Go on.
This is now we're getting to a certain age now where this is like a regular occurrence. I've been invited to a wedding, but I genuinely can't afford to factor.
Fair.
I can't afford to go once you factor in travel, hotel, gift, and all of that. The couple aren't super close friends anymore. I feel bad saying no, but it's a lot of money. Should I go? No.
Yeah, nah.
What level of friendship do you think you have to go to a wedding?
I've been invited to some random ones, and I'm like, brother, I don't know you like that.
And I know it's cost you money, but it's also costing me money.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to spend my money on hanging out with your people.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend my own money hanging out with my own people.
The answer is just no. But also, like, again, I'll go personal. Like, people, thank the heavens, know that I'm quite a busy human being. So they always say, you're invited to our abroad wedding, but I understand you're busy, blah, blah. So I just say, listen, World Cup, listen, Arsenal. So luckily,
If I invited you to my wedding, would you come?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I think after this campaign, of us, yeah, and I've got you, yeah. I think
spend a lot of time together.
Agreed,
now.
And also I think I'm gonna enjoy seeing your success. You're gonna be, I already know. I spoke to Rob about this. You've got a very good year coming up ahead of you. I think so. I like to see. Yeah, that the not listen. It's not it's you doing the work, but the rewards of okay, we brought you in.
Yeah, 100%.
And all that. So I would, and I'd like to be a part of that. And I think a lot of the people, hopefully, that you bring will also be some of the people that you've in your once your career's developed as well. You'll be bringing them that. We're friends with, we're mutual friends with. So yeah, that'll be definitely. Like,
that's nice.
No, 100%. Even that's like nice, my AFTV lot and all that. And again, and some of them are new. I consider them, when people ask me, they're my friends now. People say that's your work. No, they're not my work colleagues. So a lot of them
when you work in football, you're just naturally friends with people more than you would be in an office.
Facts, I spend majority of my time with you guys. And plus like football is so consistent.
And it's so emotional as well.
Yeah, and I speak to you more than, if I'm being honest, my friends from home, I probably speak to you more.
I'm here.
I'm with you every week. I don't see them. I just said to Yasmin, I said like, we did a boys' day out because I don't see them. It's been like 6 months. So really I've seen you more than my actual friends I grew up with. So yes, I would. Yeah, the answer is yes.
Well, you're not invited.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't ask me the reverse question because I don't think I'm having a wedding, but we'll see. We might do. I don't really believe in all that. But anyway, maybe get the registry. Yeah, we'll see. That's a conversation for another day.
Leave that one.
Right. Yes. I mean, is Fantasy 11? Can we? Is there time for it?
No time.
Oh, people.
We've already gone over time. Well over time.
Well over time. It is added time here on VAR. You serious? But extra time. So sadly, we can't squeeze in penalties and do the Fantasy 11. But next week, we might be able to squeeze in a bit of Fantasy 11. Fine. I know you guys are missing it. I'm missing it a little bit again. It's my favourite.
Next week, you're going to be hungover.
Oh, next week. What is happening next week? Is it bank holiday?
It's the day after. It's bank holiday Monday.
Hold on. Wait. Sorry. Wait. Is it? Is that the? Wait. Is the Champions League final the day before Saturday?
No, that's the weekend after.
Okay. So you scared me then. All right. Well, yeah. I'll be. We'll have something for you all. Hope you enjoyed today's show on FUBAR Radio. It is VAR, Are You Serious? Thank you very much to Kim Kafari. Thank you very much to the people in the back. We love and leave you. Enjoy the rest of your week. And let's hope Arsenal win tonight and we go on and win the Premier League. Take care.
VAR, Are You Serious? On FUBAR Radio.